The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's Sunday, the Lord's Day, and we are 3 days away from the beginning of Lent. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Sunday, February 27th, 2022, the eighth Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's Liturgical Year C, Cycle 2. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. In today's Gospel, Jesus challenges us to do our level best to produce good fruit. He invites us to have complete trust and confidence in Him in the midst of the ups and downs, the losses and gains of everyday life. So let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for religious sisters and consecrated women, thanking them for their mission and their courage. May they continue to find new responses to the challenges of our times. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today's Gospel offers us a selection from Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. We have heard much of this before in popular culture. The blind leading the blind. What does it mean? Perhaps people who do not know where, when, how, what, why, are in the lead, leading those who know no better than they. Lord, you give me this wisdom in the gospel that comes to me over so many centuries. And what is their wisdom for me today in this, Lord? Jesus, what are you saying to me? I'm not blind. You know well that well. But I recall other words from you that may give me an idea. You said in the 8th chapter of St. John, I am the light of the world. He who follows me does not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. And you said a chapter later to the blind man, blind from birth, and to your disciples, I must do the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Perhaps this is what you're getting at, Lord. While I'm not blind, if I don't have light, I'm as good as blind. And Lord, if you are the light I need to follow, send me grace, Jesus, that I may follow you, you the light. You said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There are many ways to understand this way of yours. And I know that there's a gift coming up, starting very soon. The way close to you with the cross, and it is the liturgical season of Lent. I particularly want to follow you, you the light. where it will lead me. In the last Lenten message of Pope Benedict XVI back in 2012, he said to prepare us for Lent, "This Lenten season offers us once again an opportunity to reflect upon the very heart of Christian life, charity. This is a favorable time to renew our journey of faith, both as individuals and as a community, with the help of the Word of God and the sacraments. This journey is one marked by prayer and sharing, silence and fasting, in anticipation of the joy of Easter." There the Holy Father has laid out what the Church gives us: prayers, almsgiving, and fasting. And he goes on to remind us, as he says, "This year I would like to propose a few thoughts in the light of a brief biblical passage drawn from the letter to the Hebrews, which says, 'Let us be concerned for each other, to stir a response in love and in good works.'" He goes on to say, "These words are part of a passage in which the sacred author exhorts us to trust in Jesus Christ as the High Priest, who has won us forgiveness and opened up a pathway to God." Yes, Lent must be part of this pathway to God, a way of following you, Lord, to where you would lead, a way that will involve other people. I also remember seeing a cartoon once, very interesting. Pictured two very ordinary looking men, both wearing very everyday white shirts, a very unadorned tie, and the one says to the other, "Nice shirt, man," and the other says, "Thanks, love your tie." Neither shirt had anything to commend of it, and neither tie had any pattern on it, and the caption of the cartoon was, "The bland leading the bland." Perhaps that fits in here, Lord, you who admonish me to not be like the blind leading the blind. Saint Jose Maria gives me the answer, I think. He says, "Allow your soul to be consumed by desires, desires for loving, for forgetting yourself, for sanctity, for heaven. Do not stop to wonder whether the time will come to see them accomplished, as some pseudo-advisor might suggest. Make them more fervent every day, for the Holy Spirit says he is pleased with men of desires. Let your desires be operative and put them into practice in your daily tasks." That's what you're telling me, Lord. I don't want to be the blind leading the blind, nor do I want to be the bland leading the bland. Saint Jose Maria says in another spot, "When will you realize that your only possible way is to seek sanctity seriously? Make up your mind, don't be offended, to take God seriously. That levity of yours, if you do not fight against it, could end up by becoming a sad and blasphemous mockery." Wow. And I know this sanctity is not achieved alone. Yes, I want to take up this from Hebrews again. "Let us be concerned for each other, to stir up response in love and good works." Pope Benedict went on to say, "This first aspect involves responsibility toward our brothers and sisters. To be concerned, an invitation to do that." The Greek verb used here is katanoein, which means to scrutinize, to be attentive, to observe carefully, and take stock of something. We come across this word in the Gospel when Jesus invites the disciples to think of the ravens that, without striving, are at the center of the solicitous and caring divine providence, and to observe the plank in our own eye before looking at the splinter that is in that of our brother. More on seeing clearly. Help me, Lord, to have this clear vision. I ask for many graces to enter into my Lent well, that I may travel it behind you, Lord, with my cross, but with others that I take along with me. Others, a heart for them in my heart and in my words and in my deeds. to be concerned. This verb again, the Greek, katanoin. Benedict says, so the verb which introduces our exhortation tells us to look at others, first of all, at Jesus, you Lord, to be concerned for one another, and not to remain isolated and indifferent to the fate of our brothers and sisters. All too often, however, our attitude is just the opposite, an indifference and disinterest born of selfishness and masked as a respect for privacy. Today, too, the Lord's voice summons all of us to be concerned for one another. Even today, God asks us to be guardians of our brothers and sisters, to establish relationships based on mutual consideration and attentiveness to the well-being, the integral well-being of others. This pushes me toward a pretty lively program. In the next days before Ash Wednesday, Jesus helped me to see what would be most accurate for me to open my heart to you and to my brothers and sisters. What little sacrifices or virtues that I can take on? From what can I fast? What can I give to others? Time, money, heart, that will make me the disciple whom you seek. On fire. Yes, Lord, don't let me fall for just the easy way out. Help me to not be a bland leading the bland, but one on fire for sanctity. And if I am afraid of the cross a little bit, send me more grace to be courageous in my Lent, to stick with it, and to encourage others along the way. Yes, these days of Lent that come, may they be a renewal of my heart, my zeal for sanctity, which I will not achieve alone. St. Josemaria said, personal sanctity is a remedy for everything. That is why the saints have been full of peace, of fortitude, of joy, of security. Mary, you are a great saint. Help me to find my way along the way of Lent, the 40 and more days. With the cross of Christ, I will find you there at Calvary at the end. With joy, help me to keep getting up again. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help for putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 13 past the hour. We begin this liturgical day now, joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come worship the Lord, for we are the people that God gently shepherds. Alleluia. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come worship the Lord, for we are the people that God gently shepherds. Alleluia.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place? The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of Glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When your Son was unjustly condemned, Lord God, and surrounded by the impious, he cried to you, and you set him free. Watch over your people as the treasure of your heart, and guide their steps along safe paths, that they may see your face.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain, or stand in his holy place?
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds.
Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to you, sing to your name.
Come and see the works of God, tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river dry shod.
Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him.
O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound, of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling.
For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs.
You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia. Burnt offering I bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress.
I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats.
Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue.
If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer.
Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Almighty Father, in the death and resurrection of your own Son, you brought us through the waters of baptism to the shores of new life. By those waters and the fire of the Holy Spirit, you have given each of us consolation. Accept our sacrifice of praise. May our lives be a total offering to you, and may we deserve to enter your house and there with Christ praise your unfailing power.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
God's word is alive. It strikes to the heart.
It pierces more surely than a two-edged sword.
From the beginning of the book of Job. In the land of Uz, there was a blameless and upright man named Job, who feared God and avoided evil. 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him, and he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a great number of work animals, so that he was greater than any of the men of the East. His sons used to take turns giving feasts, sending invitations to their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And when each feast had run its course, Job would send for them and sanctify them, rising early and offering holocausts for every one of them. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and blasphemed God in their hearts." This Job did habitually. One day, when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "Whence do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming the earth and patrolling it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job, and that there is no one on earth like him, blameless and upright, fearing God and avoiding evil?" But Satan answered the Lord and said, "Is it for nothing that Job is God-fearing? Have you not surrounded him and his family and all that he has with your protection? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his livestock are spread over the land. But now put forth your hand and touch anything that he has, and surely he will blaspheme you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not lay a hand upon his person." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And so one day, while his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the asses grazing beside them, and the Sabaeans carried them off in a raid. They put the herdsmen to the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, another came and said, "Lightning has fallen from heaven and struck the sheep and their shepherds and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, another came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three columns, seized the camels, carried them off, and put those tending them to the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, another came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, when suddenly a great wind came across the desert and smote the four corners of the house. It fell upon the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job began to tear his cloak and cut off his hair. He cast himself prostrate upon the ground and said, "Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked shall I go back again. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin, nor did he say anything disrespectful of God.
If we receive happiness from God, should we not accept sorrow also?
The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. May his will be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return.
The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. May his will be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
A reading from the Moral Reflections on Job by St. Gregory the Great, Pope. Some men are so guileless that they do not recognize what righteousness is. But the more they forsake the innocence of true simplicity, the more they fail to rise to moral rectitude. For in not knowing how to guide their actions by right living, they are too simple to remain innocent. Hence, Paul warns his disciples, saying, "I want you to be wise in what is good, but guileless in evil." And again, "Do not be like boys in your thinking, but be like infants in evil." Thus the truth himself bids his disciples, "Be wise as serpents and simple as doves." In this command, he has deliberately joined the two ideas together. The serpent's cunning complements the dove's simplicity, and the dove's simplicity moderates the serpent's cunning. This is why the Holy Spirit reveals his presence to men not only as a dove, but also as fire. For the dove symbolizes simplicity and the fire intense dedication. Thus, the dove and the fire taken together, have a special significance. Whoever is filled with the Spirit becomes so dedicated to this gentle simplicity that he is also aflame with the zeal of righteousness against the faults of sinners. A blameless and upright man is one who fears God and turns away from evil. Whoever seeks our eternal country surely lives a blameless and upright life. He is blameless in his deeds, upright in his faith, blameless in the good actions he performs here on earth, upright in the lofty ideals he perceives deep within himself. Now, there are some who are not simple in this good action, for they seek not an inner reward, but an outer approval. Thus, the wise man rightly said, "Woe to the sinner who walks the earth along two paths." The sinner indeed walks the face of the earth in two directions. Externally, his actions seem to be holy, but inwardly, his thoughts are worldly. This is well said, then. He fears God and turns away from evil, because the Holy Church of the elect sets out along the path of simplicity and righteousness in fear, but finishes in love. For it is the Church's task to turn completely away from evil. Once she has begun by love of God, she rejects sin. If she still does good only out of fear, then inwardly she has not withdrawn from evil. For she commits sin by desiring to sin, if only she could sin without punishment. Rightly, therefore, Job was said to fear God because he turned away from evil. For love is moved by fear when the mind rejects the thought of sin.
May God give you all the goodness you need to do His will.
May He accomplish in you all that is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ.
May He open your heart to His law and His precepts.
May He accomplish in you all that is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ.
You are God, we praise You. You are the Lord, we acclaim You. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships You. To You, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise You. The noble fellowship of prophets praise You. The white-robed army of martyrs praise You. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims You. Father of majesty unbounded, Your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When You became man to set us free, You did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand.
right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people. But with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice, untroubled in her devotion, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, it's daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Sunday, February 27th, 2022, the eighth Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm amazed at how many phrases we have in our common language that come straight out of the Bible. The blind leading the blind is one of them. Today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, is from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully taught, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye," when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil man out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are right there on the Relevant Radio app. Well, it's time to pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
I was hard-pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Savior. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount his deeds. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
Open me to the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate where the just may enter. I will thank you, for you have answered, and you are my Savior.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
Go forward in procession with branches even to the altar. You are my God, I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you have given us the great day of rejoicing. Jesus Christ, the stone rejected by the builders, has become the cornerstone of the church, our spiritual home. Shed upon your church the rays of your glory, that it may be seen as the gate of salvation open to all nations. Let cries of joy and exultation ring out from its tents to celebrate the wonder of Christ's resurrection.
Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness will never fail. Alleluia.
Alleluia, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Alleluia, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Alleluia, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Alleluia.
And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages.
Alleluia, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever.
Alleluia, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Alleluia, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Alleluia, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever.
Alleluia, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Alleluia, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Let everything that breathes give praise to the Lord. Alleluia.
Let everything that breathes give praise to the Lord. Alleluia.
Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness.
Let everything that breathes give praise to the Lord. Alleluia.
Oh, praise him with sound of trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes.
Let everything that breathes give praise to the Lord. Alleluia.
Oh, praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord.
Let everything that breathes give praise to the Lord. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, and of all created things, you make your just ones holy, and you justify sinners who confess your name. Hear us as we humbly pray to you. Give us eternal joy with your saints.
Let everything that breathes give praise to the Lord. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to Timothy. Remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of David, was raised from the dead. You can depend on this. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we hold out to the end, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he will still remain faithful, for he cannot deny himself. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We give thanks to you, O God, as we call upon your name.
We give thanks to you, O God, as we call upon your name.
We cry aloud how marvelous you are.
As we call upon your name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
We give thanks to you, O God, as we call upon your name.
No one pours new wine into old wineskins. New wine should be put in new wineskins.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
No one pours new wine into old wineskins. New wine should be put in new wineskins.
Open your hearts to praise the God of power and goodness, for he loves us and knows our needs. We praise you, Lord, and trust in you.
We praise you, Lord, and trust in you.
We bless you, Almighty God, King of the universe, because you called us while we were yet sinners,
to acknowledge your truth and to serve your majesty.
We praise you, Lord, and trust in you.
O God, you opened the gates of mercy for us.
Let us never turn aside from the path of life.
We praise you, Lord, and trust in you.
As we celebrate the resurrection of your beloved Son,
help us to spend this day in the spirit of joy.
We praise you, Lord, and trust in you.
Give to your faithful, O Lord, a prayerful spirit of gratitude,
that we may thank you for all your gifts.
We praise you, Lord, and trust in you.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice, untroubled in her devotion, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, you still have time to sign up for Father Rocky's new Lenten Lessons on the Mass. You'll get a new video in your inbox every day. All you have to do is go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Get to Mass today and receive the Lord. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out, make this a great and holy day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.